Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, November 5th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of events news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Decatur reveals robust holidays in Decatur lineup. The Decatur Downtown Development Authority has unveiled a diverse lineup of holiday events and promotions, including weekly Terrific Thursday events and shopping incentives to support local businesses. From City of Decatur official ornament unveiling to pet photos with Santa, there's something for everyone. Shoppers can also enjoy shop early, shop local promotions and drop off letters to Santa at various locations. The holiday season will also see ongoing construction on Decatur Square, set to reopen in time for FIFA World Cup 2026. Additionally, Decatur Watch Fest 26 will feature a free soccer and music festival starting June 11th with a concert by Big Boy of Outkast. For more information, visit visitdecaturga.com/holidays. Ashley Stroud celebrated as 2025 Plumbing Contractor of the Year. Ashley Stroud, co-owner and chief operating officer of Plumbing Outfitters, has been recognized as the 2025 Plumbing Contractor of the Year by the Plumbing Heating Cooling Contractors National Association. Stroud, a Texas master plumber, was honored for her innovative leadership and commitment to customer-focused practices. She established a champs culture at Plumbing Outfitters, emphasizing character, humility, accountability, mindfulness, precision, and service. Stroud's values-driven approach has improved team performance, customer satisfaction, and community involvement in Central Texas. Her initiatives, such as Ashley the Outfitter, provide plumbing education and community empowerment. PHCC commended Stroud's pioneering leadership in business systems and community connection, setting a new standard for modern plumbing companies. For more information, visit Plumbing Outfitters website.
Barrio Burrito Bar debuts new location in Boca Raton. Barrio Burrito Bar, a fast casual Tex-Mex restaurant, has opened a new location in Boca Raton, FL. Guests can enjoy customizable burritos, bowls, and tacos with fresh ingredients and house-made salsas. To celebrate the opening, they are offering regular burritos and bowls for $5.99 on November 12th. The restaurant is owned by Pranav Vankawal and Pratik Shrestha, experienced franchise owners. With indoor and outdoor seating, guests can customize their meals with a variety of proteins and sauces. The Loyalty Rewards program offers exclusive offers and a free order of chips and queso. For more information, visit their website or call 561-576-2624.
AI is taking banking by storm. BMO Capital Markets Head of AI will lead a panel on its impact at Benzinga Tech Day and Award. Armando Benitez, the Chief Data and Analytics Officer and Head of AI at BMO Capital Markets, will lead an AI and Finance panel at the Benzinga FinTech Day and Awards. AI agents are revolutionizing the financial services industry, transforming how banks operate and interact with customers. The panel will feature executives from Perplexity, Lava, Domain Money, and True Trading Group to discuss the impact of AI agents in finance. The discussion will cover topics such as the functions AI agents handle in banks, measuring ROI from AI deployment, fraud prevention, and collaboration between humans and AI in financial workflows. Attendees will gain valuable insights into how AI is reshaping the banking industry and its future impact on business processes, productivity, and customer service.
2025 BioUtah Life Sciences Awards to be presented at the Mayor Brown Utah Life Sciences Summit. BioUtah has announced its 2025 Life Sciences Awards to be presented at the Mayor Brown Utah Life Sciences Summit. The awards will recognize leaders, innovators, entrepreneurs, and companies in Utah's life sciences industry. Among the honorees are Wesley Sundquist, PhD, for his contributions to HIV research, Fred Lampropoulos of Merit Medical Systems for his leadership, Sean Fotick of Distal Access for his innovative spirit, Nusano for their targeted cancer therapies, and Taylor Randall of the University of Utah for supporting the state's life sciences ecosystem. These awards highlight the dynamic leadership and innovation in Utah's healthcare industry.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.